It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here and declare your independence. Of me, Ernest Hancock, here in BEA, beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, from the wonderful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. You go there and you learn everything about everything. And the one thing that is the most powerful thing there is that you get to share with us what you know. Well, here's another gentleman that knows something we want to have shared with us, Kevin Trudeau. Oh, surprise, surprise. Now, Kevin Trudeau, he's famous, okay? I mean, the boy has been around and got the attention of the man. Well, you don't come to the attention of the man unless you're having some influence on some stuff they don't want you to have influence on. And his books on health, you know, nutrition, we can do away with a whole lot of our problems that are generated by the pharmaceutical companies, weight loss, our health, what we should be eating, feeding our children, et cetera, natural cures. We don't need that pill bottle. We can go to the garden. I mean, these kinds of things have strummed a chord they didn't want strummed. So there is, we're going to find out more. We're going to spend a lot of time with Kevin today. And we've talked previously, and I kind of got just a little inkling of what's going on. I got you there, Kevin?
You do. How you doing?
I'm more than a wonderful Kevin. Tell us, this is, you're famous, infamous, depending on the perspective of the person talking about you, because of what? I mean, why, how did your name blip on the radar?
Well, 1989, I authored a program called Mega Memory, which told people how to improve their memory. But what I also did was I exposed my personal knowledge of the Department of Education systematically putting Ritalin into the school system and trying to drug up our kids. The Department of Education had two mandates from the powers that be. One, let's keep the kids illiterate. So they took phonics out of the school systems. This way kids could, we were going to stop learning how to read and become illiterate. And secondly, let's drug up the kids, primarily with Ritalin, and let's pay the schools $500 per month per kid who's on any psychiatric prescribed medication, including Ritalin for attention deficit disorder. Then what they did is they started mandating that kids couldn't even be in school unless they had 26 vaccinations before the age of 6 years old. And this, of course, destroys the central nervous systems and makes kids zombies and illiterate and basically brain dead, completely controllable. So I exposed this in my Mega Memory program, and that's how the federal government decided to take action. They actually sat down with me and offered me a deal. They said, just stop talking about the drug industry and just do your Mega Memory program and anything else you want, but there were certain taboo areas that I was told one-on-one with the senior executives of the Federal Trade Commission to stay away from.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Let's go back. Federal Trade Commission, what the heck do they care? Why that department?
Well, the way the government works is you have all these alphabet soup agencies. The Congress passed a law years ago which gave the authority to the department, all these departmental agencies, such as the Federal Trade Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, Department of Education, et cetera. The Congress gave these agencies the power to pass laws without congressional approval. Now, when the Federal Trade Commission passes laws, it also has the ability to prosecute in their own courts. So this throughout the entire constitutional separation of powers. So the Federal Trade Commission was the agency that would be prosecuting me if I did what I was going to do. Actually, the two agencies' jurisdiction that I fall under, everyone falls under the IRS. So the government uses that agency to crush opposition or people that are speaking out. They just send in the IRS, which has the ability to put you in jail. And the IRS is the only agency in America where when they charge you with a violation, you now are presumed guilty. Remember our Constitution?
I get it. No, you're done, man. Once they target you, it's already been decided.
That's
especially
correct,
when you're dealing with the kind of money that you're have available to the man.
Now, right. I mean, that's why the IRS has a 97% conviction rate, and so does the SEC. They have a 97% conviction rate because they're not going to any courts. They're going to their own administrative law judges. You're presumed guilty. You have to prove your innocence. So that's why the FTC was the agency that had to sit down, because they were the ones who said, if you don't, we're going to be after you.
Okay, now let's we're going to spend some time today. We have like 8-10 minute segments here that we're going to get down to it, because I want to make this good archive. My inquiries are based on a philosophy that understands government to be just this type of evil empire against those that threaten them. So, we got a perfect example here. First, let's talk about the names of the books that we're talking about. And let's do that first. Let me go ahead and ask some questions. One, what are the names of the books that had them concerned?
Well, back then it was Mega Memory. And then since then I came out with Mega Speed Reading, which taught kids how to read, Mega Math, which taught people how to do math calculations in their head, all educational programs. Then we had health programs, Dynamic Health. We had Coral Calcium, which is the product. And now most recently, most people are familiar with Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, The Weight Loss Cure They Don't Want You to Know About, and my two new finance books, Debt Cures and Free Money. And now I have a new program out based on the law of attraction called Your Wish is Your Command, How to Instantly Manifest Your Desires. And that's a very, very powerful course which empowers people, giving them the tools so that they actually have their own genie and can create whatever life they want using the power of their thoughts and their mind.
Okay. Now, if you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com right now, archive of this show, you go in there, boom, has linked his site, all his books, you want to get them. That's not my point. Don't care, because this is my point. I don't care what you write. I don't care what you are advocating. I don't care. What gets my attention is the fact that the government determines what you can or cannot say. And I'm going, okay, I mean, if they were to, I'm not even sure how it is that they came and they prosecuted you and they have got a conviction of some sorts, and they fined you an enormous amount of money. Tell us about the amount of money that you were fined.
Well, actually, there are no convictions, and this is the power that the government has. The U.S. government agencies have the legal right to lie and put out false and misleading information. The news agencies and the mainstream media is owned by the government. They do whatever they say. So, for example, a lot of people think that I was found guilty of false and misleading advertising, and I was sued by the government and all these horrible things, and none of it is true. The Federal Trade Commission sued me twice for misrepresenting my products, technical violations of the FTC Act. There were over 50 million customers that have bought my products, and none of them complained to the government. But the government sued me on a technical violation, which was wrong regardless.
What was their technical violation?
They said that I misrepresented Mega Memory. They said I misrepresented my products. I fought them, and after the entire case was about to go to trial, the Federal Trade Commission dropped all the charges and signed a consent decree with me, a settlement stating after a full investigation, there's been no finding of any wrongdoing on Mr. Trudeau's part. Now, that is never picked up in any mainstream media. Never. The only thing that the mainstream media and in the internet repeats are the false allegations which were dropped, dismissed, and found not to be true. So they repeat the allegations, but it was found in court that the allegations were false and not true. Now, I was found guilty twice of contempt. I was held by the judge, by the insane judge, twice in contempt of court. And I'm very proud of that because the judge ordered me to lie about my books. He ordered me to lie about the cancer cures that I talk about in my books. And I said, no, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to continue to tell the truth and express my First Amendment constitutional right. That's when he found me in contempt twice. The second time, he fined me $37
million. $37 million
For exercising my First Amendment rights and banned me, banned my books being sold, and banned me from appearing on television, radio, or the internet for 3 years.
Ooh, we're breaking the law. We'll be right back with Kevin Trudeau and more law breaking when we come back here and declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Kevin Trudeau. Lots to come. You stay right there.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, special guest on the line. The whole show today, Kevin Trudeau. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty forever and ever, plugging mainstream right into the Lovevolution. Because you guys need to know this. You know, regardless of how this comes out, I want to make sure that you know the government has the ability and the willingness to shut you up if you're saying certain things. And I tell you, the one thing that gets them is whenever you are freeing minds, whenever you are taking people. There's a new movie coming out. I'm not sure what they call it now. It was a remake of a movie called Harrison Bergeron, and it was done by the guy that did the Slaughterhouse-Five. And Harrison Bergeron is all about keeping America equal. You know, not equal under law. I mean equal. And if you're a little bit too intelligent, they put your little halo on, dialed it up, got to get your IQ down to the lowest common denominator. And it makes you wonder who the low guy was. But the point is that they set a level. They want everybody the same. And when you start to advocate that people be healthier, less dependent, you can't be independent. Declare your independence unless you're dependent. And if you are dependent on something, you can't be independent. That's how they like it. So you have books done by Kevin Trudeau that kind of focused on this, the expansion of the power of the individual to get the full potential of your mind and how to educate yourself, your memory, your health, your, oh, by the way, don't take all these vaccinations. And we have here tell us about the phonics thing. I found that interesting. You know, that kind of segued into what you were doing. They went after the phonics guy. Tell us that story.
Well, this is very interesting. Sean Shanahan did the program Hooked on Phonics because the Department of Education in Washington was systematically taking phonics out of the schools, dumbing the kids down on purpose because you can't read if you don't know phonics. So he put together a home study program called Hooked on Phonics, which is excellent. Nobody said it was bad. As a matter of fact, it was outstanding. It's based on what they teach in the schools. And he sold it very successfully. The government wanted to bankrupt him. So what they did was one of the most sinister things, and this is what they always do. They coordinated a black or negative PR campaign. They got, I think it was either 2020 or one of those shows, Nightline or something, to do a negative expose and just completely false and misleading to destroy his credibility. So they had that teed up. They also had a bunch of news agencies ready to run negative articles and negative stories about Hooked on Phonics. This was a coordinated attack against him. Then, secretly, they never called him. They never asked him for questions. They never investigated. Then, secretly, they prepared a big lawsuit. And all in the same week, they filed a massive lawsuit asking the judge to freeze all of his personal and corporate assets. They had the Inside Edition or 2020 big piece come out, you know, Dateline or whatever it was, blasting him and all this negative PR for a week. And a week later, he was bankrupt. And that's what they did. They did it to me as well, but I knew they were going to do it because they told me they would. And I had prepared. I was financially ready, emotionally ready, and I had everything ready to go. So when they sued me, I went to court with a team of attorneys and stopped any freezing of assets, fought back, and won that case.
Well, how is the Hooked on Phonics guy doing?
Well, he was very, very shook up. Most people just don't have the fight in them. They say it's not worth it to themselves and their families to be the target of the United States government and the wrath of the government. Immediately, the government sent in the IRS, and that's a horrible experience when you're dealing with potential jail time, because the IRS can throw you in jail pretty much arbitrarily. So he, like many, many others, when the government comes down, they walk away, and they just are thankful that they're still alive and they can still survive.
Well,
they stop the fight.
We here in Phoenix, it's 2 weeks from now. It's the 4th, 5th, 6th, even the 3rd. We have a big event here called the Freedom Summit. And the Freedom Summit, one of our speakers is John Taylor Gatto. And he wrote the book, Dumbing Us Down. And he was a school teacher of the year in New York. And I remember reading his stuff almost 20 years ago, where he was saying, look, man, this whole entire education thing is based on a Prussian model to make you slaves. It was done intentionally to make you part of the machine. So we're going, wow. And he gave great speeches. And so on. We're really, really fortunate to be able to get him. He's getting up in years, and we want to make sure that we get him while we can, and he's really excited about coming. And the homeschoolers here all over this thing, so they are just, you know, in addition to Dr. Paul and Charles Goyette and Thomas Woods and Judge Buttrick and Amco Cash, I mean, on and on and on. We have these great speakers. And the thing is that it all comes around one central theme, is that, you know, freedom good, government bad, 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 bad. And they were really bad in dealing with Kevin Trudeau. Now, Kevin, what they did to you is they wanted to silence you as you got through this process, and you're going and you know they're coming. What was the common theme? I mean, you're going, wow, man, why? They really don't like me? I mean, I used deodorant this morning. I mean, there had to be something.
Well, I was involved, and I knew a lot of the people involved and what they were doing from firsthand experience. But the theme is very simple. You can't do something or in a big way that has an adverse effect on the major international corporate profits. So cancer and weight loss are off the table. You can't discuss those. You also can't talk about education. So the Department of Education and how they're indoctrinating our kids and dumbing them down, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about pharmaceuticals, the drug use, vaccines, that's off the table. There's certain things that are pretty much just off the table. Those are the things I believe are the most important that people need to know about. And that's what I decided to go after. But I knew I was going into the belly of the beast. The government has done a good job, hurting my character, spreading false and misleading information. So there's a lot of people, for example, out there that, people I've never met, that have never read any of my books, that say, oh, Kevin Trudeau's a bad guy. He's a scammer. He's a fraudster. He's ripped people off, because the government has done a very effective job of falsely brainwashing people into something that's not true. Just like the government has brainwashed people into thinking that the swine flu vaccine is good. Just like they brainwash you into thinking that, nationalized health insurance is good. So the government does a great job via the media to brainwash people and spread false and misleading information, whether it's about an individual or about a cause. Now, why particularly me? Not only did I go after those areas which are taboo, but most importantly, I've had a big impact. If I was up there ranting and raving about vaccines are bad, the Department of Education is adversely affecting our kids, drug use is too high, and nobody was reading my material, or I didn't have a big influence, I would not be attacked. But because 50 million people have purchased my books over the last few years, and because I'm on television nonstop since 1989, and on my own radio show, and my monthly newsletter, and my naturalcures.com website, where hundreds of thousands of people go to every week, millions every month, that's why I'm a target, not only because of the message, but because I'm actually having an impact and influencing millions of people in a positive way.
Oh, no, I completely understand this, and I want to make sure. And because oftentimes the battle is more educational for the bystanders than it is for the people involved. I mean, if you're going to do the battle, you know, do it. And then we can sit back and we go, okay, one, why was there a contest to begin with? And then you get to listen to both sides' arguments and so on. But the government side is always a hammer. You know, if all you got is force, if all you got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, whenever you raise your head a little bit, you know, boom. Because if you're standing for something, you get noticed only because everyone else is on their knees. Well, another person that's not on his knees, Kevin Trudeau. When we come back here and declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock, we're going to get into some, you know, the motivations behind this. There is a plan. What a lot of you don't know is that, you know, Kevin might have a little insight on the plan. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, let's look around. Because I'm telling you, something's going down, and it's not in our favor. And a lot of people got to go through it, and some people have the ability to resist, like Kevin Trudeau. Now, one thing, we'll get more detailed into this a little bit later, but a lot of people need to know that. You travel in high-end circles, they got a Bilderberg list of names. You know a lot of those names, do you not?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, in Greece, I was in Greece during the Bilderberg meeting. I was not in the meetings, but I do know people that were physically in the meetings, and we have and have had discussions over the years about what goes on and what the plans are for not just the U.S., but also the world. And it always is coming exactly as it has been orchestrated behind closed doors.
Let me ask you this. This is a good opportunity. I've always wanted to ask somebody with your background and contacts this one question. Let's put it this way. Let me give you a little premise. I am 48, I think, and I was born in 61 March. I grew up, I was just old enough to remember the first steps on the moon, you know, the space race. I remember Pong. Was the advanced video game. I remember the video game craze with little kids out front, you know, begging for quarters. I remember the Cold War. I remember, you know, a lot of things. If you look at the news today, my kids are coming of age. They're four children, two boys, two girls, 20 to 24. And as they're coming of age, oh, Dad, you don't understand. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? The headlines now are exactly the same when I was your age. You know, it's Iran hostage, it's Afghanistan, the Soviets went in there, now it's our turn to, you know, have another empire go there to die. Then we have oil, and I mean, just on and on and on. It's like, you know, they just regurgitate this stuff. So I'm going, you know, the one thing that I noticed I was very interested in was, you know, science fiction I'd read. You know, science magazines, there was Omni at the time, there was a lot of interest in the future and new energies and space travel and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, you saw through the 90s and certainly by 2000, you had the entire section of science fiction at your bookstores, at the movie theater. Now they don't even have it. You go to Blockbuster, they just have it in action or something. You don't even have a sci-fi section anymore. You'll hear about every single shuttle delay, but you don't know that there are two private space stations in orbit right now. Genesis 1 and 2 from Bigelow Aerospace, the guy that did Budget Suites out of Las Vegas. So we have, it's like an intentional effort to take away the imagination, to strip even the thoughts of something that could be different than what the status quo is now, as if it was an intentional act over a couple of decades to take away a vision of the future. Because if you can't imagine something, it's never going to come about. What's been your experience on that?
Well, you're exactly right, because the one thing that most people don't grasp is the power elite that control things behind the scenes have a much longer view of things than the average American. The average American, you know, what's my daily paycheck? What's my weekly paycheck? How much money do I earn for the month? Their attention span and their ability to see length of time is very short. At the higher levels, they're not thinking about this month or this year. They're not even thinking 5 years. Their plans and decisions are looking at generations of how this is going to play out over the next 20 or 30 years. And that's why they, from their viewpoint, they can make decisions that the average guy doesn't see how it's going to impact their lives, because they're just thinking day to day or week to week. So these media propaganda and brainwashing programs are designed to change and influence people over, you know, 20, 30 years. And so, you know, you're astute because you've picked up on it. Most people really can't see that far ahead or backwards and see how the trends have been organized. But that's exactly what's happening. It's designed to brainwash people. The bottom line is everything out there, whether it's from chemtrails, fluoride in the water, whether it's the media, the brain-altering way media and television shows are produced today, pharmaceutical drugs, vaccinations, genetically modified food, all these things are specifically designed to decrease an individual's ability to be creative, have initiative, reason, and think analytically. And it's designed to turn you almost into a clone or into a drone, I guess is a better word, so that you're very easily controllable. That's the plan. And it's working out very well. You look at kids today, they're a bunch of drones. They just follow orders. And, you know, most people have been brainwashed into following orders from people in authority that don't give orders.
And even if they're, you know, if they don't follow orders, if they are rebellious, if they're not sitting in the corner and taking the Matrix plug in the back of their head, it's time to give them some drugs.
Right, and they're called radicals. They're called extremists. I mean, extremists are what built America. People that were radical in terms of their views, the way they thought differently throughout history. I mean, look at Galileo. The guy was, killed because he said that the Earth was not the center of the universe. I mean, when you start going against status quo views that can have an impact on the power structure, you're virtually killed. Now, today, they do absolutely murder people. We know this. It's factual. Assassinations go on around the world for those who are radical, trying to upsurge the power structure. But more than that, what is common is you're just destroyed by the media. Your credibility, your business is just destroyed. And so they take, they kind of chop you down at the knees so you have no more power to do anything or influence anybody.
Well, you know, this is the one thing that I've always, like you say, you know, I have been paying attention. And I'll tell you when I started to come to the realization of what was going on. I just had my fourth child. We were started our own business. You start filling out the income tax. You're filling out the form. You start to find out things like, oh, wait a minute. You mean I got to pay both sides of Social Security? I got to pay employer and employee. I got to do this. I got tax rate at this. I'm, you know, on and on and on. And you're going, holy crap, who am I working for? And you say, I become a slave to the man. I don't see them around here. I'm outside busting butt. So in the heat of Phoenix. So I'm going, okay. I'm paying attention now. I'm taking a look. I want to see what's up. And one thing that I realized right away was that you start watching the evening news. And you have ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, and you're just sitting there, you go flick, 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 flick with the remote. And for 250 million people at the time, you had the same five stories in the same order by the people. I'm going, seriously? This is it? This is for all this kind, this is what I get? It's like they're reading from the same card. And I'm going, wow, man, there is no wonder they call it television programming. So I'm going, all right, so I would think that there would be an interest in those that have the ability to control the media. And then I'm a big fan of different science magazines, you know, Popular Mechanics, Popular Science, Science Digest. I'm going through. And then all of a sudden you start to see they get bought and sold by large corporations. You know, it was all this consolidation of media to BS me. And I'm just, are you serious? Yes, they are very serious. And then you go into the school system. My children start going to school in the early 90s. I start going. By the time my oldest was in third grade, we pulled them all out of school. I go, I can already see where this is going. We could not possibly do worse. We could not possibly abuse them as much. We could not possibly be in a worse situation than leaving them in the school system. So we pulled them out. We homeschooled for a little while, then did charter, and then finally parochial school when they started all in seventh grade. And we lived modestly to be able to afford this, and we got help with different programs and so on, and charities and this and whatever, and all kinds of stuff. We did do everything we could to keep our kids out of the public school system. So I want to ask you this. Is the public school system child abuse?
Well, I would never send my kids to the public school system. Matter of fact, I was in Austin just a few days ago, and I was sitting down with
Hey, Kevin, can you hold that for, you know, I know it's going to be a good story. You're sitting in Austin, and when we come back, we'll get Kevin to finish his thoughts here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and we're learning something today, aren't we? Yes, we are. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, a little bit of logic and reason, and we knew, yes, we knew, there is something going on. There's something happening here. Now, you know, it's getting clear, I can tell you that. And Kevin Trudeau, he was telling us about you were in Austin, something on the school system. Please continue your thought.
Yeah, I was in Austin just a few days ago, and I was having dinner with a bunch of friends of mine, and one of the fellows who joined us was an ex-NFL football player. He was on one of the 49ers Super Bowl teams. And as we were chatting, he mentioned he had 13 children, and they were going to come and sing for us. So the 13 kids walked in, 16 years old down to 8 months, and they sang. It was kind of like something like you'd see in Sound of Music, you know, the Von Trapp family singers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they sang. It was fantastic. And these kids came up to me, standing tall, looked me right in the eye, shook my hand, said, "Oh, Mr. Trudeau, very nice to meet you." They introduced themselves. They were smiling. They were bright. They were alert. They were very confident. They shook hands. They introduced themselves. They talked. They had conversations.
They were adults.
So pleasant. And as they left, I couldn't believe the maturity and the just how outstanding these kids were. So I asked the dad, I said, "Let me ask you a couple questions about your kids. They've never been vaccinated, right?" He says, "That's right. We don't believe in vaccinations." I said, "They're homeschooled, right?" He says, "That's right. They're homeschooled." I said, "They don't eat in fast food restaurants or eat artificial sweeteners, do they?" "No, they do not." I says, "I bet you don't have a television in your house." He says, "Well, we do have a TV, but it's not hooked up to anything. We just watch some DVDs as a family on occasion, usually maybe once a week, but we don't watch television." And what you saw was the product of not only proper upbringing, but you also see every day the product of the school systems, the fast food restaurants, the vaccinations, all the antibiotics and drugs, all the artificial sweeteners, and television. I mean, so you see how kids today in America are, they look like they're mentally retarded, they look like they're dopey, they can't look you in the eye, they have no social skills, they have no confidence, and it's very, very sad.
You know, I want to ask you a question here, and I got a lot of questions to ask. When I was, it was the mid-80s, before I started having children, and I was married, and we started our business, and I think we may have one child at the time, and I was influenced to be part of Junior Achievement, where you go into the high schools, and you talk once a week, and you do a presentation, you kind of get them going in the businesses and that kind of thing. And I was so dumbfounded, even from the time 10 years earlier when I was in school, that they were so uninformed. And this is a private school. It was a Christian school, too. And I'm just like, I got to get an evaluation. I asked the teacher permission if I could just ask them a few questions and do a printed little test. So it was like a 10-question test the next year, just kind of get where they were. Who broke the sound barrier? I mean, who walked on the moon? Water is made up of what molecules? I mean, really simple, stupid stuff. And then what was interesting to me is when I gave the teacher that and she looked at it and she goes, well, do you have a key? And I'm going, wow. I mean, if she needs a key, we got bigger issues. But I gave the children the test, and these guys are 16, 17 years old. And it was amazing. One kid aced the test. I mean, man, he just boom, got it, and I go, and we asked some questions. I go, do you watch television? Don't have a TV. What do you do for entertainment? I read books. It was so obvious the difference between that one child and everybody else. And it was such a stark comparison and a good example for everyone. And I'm like, all right, and that stuck with me, how television really has an impact. Then just this weekend, I had my first granddaughter. She's about 2.5 months old. And she, you can get her attention, you can play with her. When my kids were little, we got them an aquarium, it was like a 10-gallon aquarium that we had on the floor. So instead of sticking them in front of the television, we put them in front of the aquarium, and they'd, watch the fish and all that. And when they could stand up, they're reaching in, trying to grab and pulling all the stuff out of the aquarium. That was another issue. But, it entertained them in the same way, but it was, less brain damage, I think. Well, what happened was, this weekend, I noticed my granddaughter, she couldn't take her eyes off the television when it was on. She's just looking at it. I'm wondering, is there some kind of a frequency or a something that, it's easy to argue that, the moving and the sound and so on can get their attention, but does it go deeper than that? Is there something subliminal that's going on?
Yeah, the television is specifically designed, and I work with some of the guys on Madison Avenue back in the 80s. It's specifically designed to have an adverse effect on dendrite. That's a part of the brain, the dendrite growth and the neurotransmitter activity in the brain. It's also designed to have and establish neuropathways, which actually numb you down. So television is specifically designed and is a tool that the government uses to not just brainwash you into thinking a certain way, but also to, in effect, dumb you down and have an adverse effect on the brain, so you have less imagination, less initiative, and you can't reason or think analytically. They want to make you very controllable.
Okay, now I got to ask this question. There's a method to this. Is it just because of the visual and audio stimulus, or is there something else? You have like the subliminal frames that they put in movies in the 50s and so on. You're thirsty, go buy some Coke. And let me put it this way. I tell you what, the audience, I tell them this all the time. I don't need, when I hear all these conspiracies, they do this, they do that. It's, pick your conspiracy. It doesn't matter. And my only question is this. Can they accomplish whatever it is that you're saying to maintain or enhance the power, scope, intrusiveness of government into your life? Does it give them more control over you? Yes or no? Well, if they can, then they are. Okay? I mean, to think that there's some moral hurdle that they got to get over, we wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong. I mean, man, you're just setting yourself up to get slapped. So I'm going, okay. So let's assume, can they put something in the programming on the radio? It just, draws your attention. It makes you function at a lower level. It doesn't engage you. It's subliminal. It's even electromagnetic. It's, whatever. If they can, then they are. Your opinion?
They definitely are. It's a multitude of things, from the colors, from the flashing, the words used, the frequencies that are emanating, especially out of high-definition televisions. There's technology available so that frequencies come out of high-definition TVs and have an adverse effect on us as well. So that's what digital is all about. It's being able to program us and have an adverse effect from a multitude of factors. And the end result is somebody that's brainwashed, that follows authority, and is very controllable.
You know, the one thing I can imagine, I just want people to imagine this. Imagine that it's the presidential election cycle, and you got someone like, let's say it's Hillary Clinton up there. And every time you see a Hillary Clinton presidential campaign commercial, you just get all warm and fuzzy feelings about, you know, what a great mom she is, or you're sexually attracted to her, or you want to go out and buy muffins or whatever it is. Okay. And the thing is that to think that this would not happen is to be naive. So the solution is what? You know, unplug? I mean, is there any benefit of having a television in your home? Are you producing DVDs that we need to, take the place of some of the programming?
Well, I think, think about a television in today's environment as heroin. So, if you start shooting up some heroin once in a while, there's a good chance you're going to become addicted to it. And that's really the problem. Now, I own a television in my home. I like to watch golf. I watch some sporting events. And because of my work on my radio show that I have, I obviously, check the news and scan what the mainstream media is doing. So how do I not get addicted to the drug? The answer is you have to counteract what you're getting with an antidote. And the antidote is every day I read positive thinking books, books like The Magic of Thinking Big, Ask and It Is Given, The Power of Positive Thinking, See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. So I'm reading books, programming my mind with positive information. I also listen to positive inspirational audios, and I do watch positive inspirational DVDs. And I'm constantly hanging around and associating with friends who are positive and motivated and inspirational. And I go to events where I meet speakers and seminars and lectures that are positive. So I'm doing things to counteract. So, for every 1 hour of television, you have to get about 5 hours of the other stuff to neutralize it. So I think that's really the key. And the second thing is, if you're staying away from drugs, and I haven't taken a drug, either a non-prescription or a prescription drug, in probably 25 years. So it makes a big difference.
Let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. When we come back with Kevin Trudeau, we're going to be talking about the power of positive thinking and where we might get some of that power. And what is positive thinking? Positive thinking about what? You shouldn't be thinking that. That's not positive. Who determines what is and is not, and how do we decide? Well, when we come back with Kevin Trudeau, we're going to get deeper and deeper and deeper into what we can inoculate ourselves with information and just a way of thinking in order to come out at the end of this thing as human beings, to elevate, to evolve into a higher intelligence, because it's coming and they're trying to stop it. Why? We'll find out when we come back here on Declare Your Independence.